It's time to talk about the world of art around the Upper Hunter with John O'Brien from Arts Upper Hunter. John, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you, Andrew?
Very well, thank you, mate. Having a look at the website, and I see there's a very interesting exhibition for in regards to the Wollamai National Park. What's that all about?
It's an amazing residency that was set up originally by Muswellbrook Regional Arts Centre and the and then later on the new Singleton Arts and Cultural Centre came on board as well. And it was a five artists of various sorts from, they weren't all even from this region, but they did a residency in the Wollamai National Park where they went to several places and came away with a range of artworks. There's a fantastic sound piece by Travis DeVries. I'll tell you what's all five artists did an amazing job. It's really interesting to hear how they each or to see how they treated the same sort of spots differently. But an example of something that's really different is Michelle Earle did weavings and clay works that, for example, represents the moss coming out of a dip that was found in the creek.
Wow.
Really, really lovely and intriguing work.
It's interesting.
At both galleries, yeah.
I was just going to say, John, it's interesting. I work in an audio medium, but whenever you talk about an art exhibition, I naturally think visual, but you're saying that somebody there went with an audio piece.
Oh, yeah. Travis did some recordings of sound and then created a three-part work that is really, it's really listable, but also quite contemporary and experimental at the same time. And then you can sort of hear the bird noises that he featured, and yeah, he created a work out of the audio recordings that he did, field recordings at the place.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. I'll have to check that one out. Now, there's also an exhibition by Zoe Lonergan. What's that about?
I think this is an extraordinary exhibition that if you miss it, you'll regret it. It's called Vestiges, and it's actually about the knocking down of her old family home.
So a
well-known person is Zoe's dad, Tony Lonergan. You'll see his image there a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's quite a simple exhibition, but beautifully photographed and really affecting, and it'll really get you thinking.
Where would we see that?
That's at the Muswellbrook Regional Arts Centre as well. I don't know when that one closes. Look it up.
Get yourself down there to go and check that one out as quickly as possible, I would recommend.
Yeah, and look, there's things coming up as well that are really interesting. There's if you're going to the Festival of Fleeces at Merriwar, there's a new little mini gallery that's going to be starting, and you'll see some photographs from a scone identity, Roger Skinner, but also some amazing and beautiful rust photos from Ellie Matthews. And I've had a bit of a quick preview of that. And then Dungog's got a festival coming up called Moving Forward. I don't know if people drive all the way over to Dungog, but I do because I live near there. there'll be several exhibitions there and some music performances up and down the street, and there's a lot happening, actually.
There is. I'll put you on the spot, John, and ask, have you been to Singleton for the Singleton Art Prize to see the entrance there at all?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't yet. I'm running around like a headless chicken.
There's a lot going on.
I do best.
There's also grants available. Did you want to just touch on that before I let you go?
We're currently about to move into the assessment phase for our CASP grants, Country Art Support Program grants, but we've got... And we are about to launch, very quick turnaround, some Indigenous creative participation grants, which will go to organisations from across the Upper Hunter region. And they are for up to a couple of thousand for groups running, workshops or some sort of involved craft or art activity specifically aimed at Indigenous participants. It doesn't have to be just First Nations people. There could be some non-First Nations people attending, but the main focus is to try and get that engagement and keep enriching that culture in the region. We're very excited by that. That's coming from our core funding.
Find out more information at the website, which is artsupperhunter.com. John O'Brien, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's happening in the world of art around the Upper Hunter.
Well, thanks for listening, and go and see an exhibition. There's others all over the place. Go and check something out, and, you know, listen to music, do something arty.